The Ebony Frame by Edith Nesbit. Narrated by B.J. Harrison. To be rich is a luxurious sensation, the more so when you have plumbed the depths of hard-upness as a Fleet Street hack, a picker-up of unconsidered pars, a reporter, an unappreciated journalist, all callings utterly inconsistent with one's family feeling and one's direct descent from the Dukes of Picardy. When my Aunt Dorcas died and left me 700 a year, and a furnished house in Chelsea, I felt that life had nothing left to offer except immediate possession of the legacy. Even Mildred Mayhew, whom I had hitherto regarded as my life's light, became less luminous. I was not engaged to Mildred, but I lodged with her mother, and I sang duets with Mildred, and gave her gloves when it would run to it, which was seldom. She was a dear good girl, and I meant to marry her some day. It is very nice to feel that a good little woman is thinking of you. It helps you in your work, and it is pleasant to know she will say yes when you say, will you? But, as I say, my legacy almost put Mildred out of my head, especially as she was staying with friends in the country just then. Before the first gloss was off my new mourning, I was seated in my aunt's own armchair in front of the fire in the dining room of my own house. My own house! It was grand, but rather lonely. I did think of Mildred just then. The room was comfortably furnished with oak and leather. On the walls hung a few fairly good oil paintings, but the space above the mantelpiece was disfigured by an exceedingly bad print. The Trial of Lord William Russell, framed in a dark frame. I got up to look at it. I had visited my aunt with dutiful regularity, but I never remembered seeing this frame before. It was not intended for a print, but for an oil painting. It was of fine ebony, beautifully and curiously carved. I looked at it with growing interest, and when my aunt's housemaid, I had retained her modest staff of servants, came in with a lamp, I asked her how long the print had been there.
"Mistress only bought it 2 days before she took ill," she said. "But the frame, she didn't want to buy a new one, so she got this out of the attic. There's lots of curious old things there, sir."
"And my aunt had this frame long?"
"Oh, yes, sir. It come long afore I did."